Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about whether barking at a dude at the gas station is valid, an evil eye ring with a mind of its own, and dealing with your tech challenge hubby's new tablet obsession. This is starting out good. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
And this week, we have special guest, Pat Edwards here.
Hi, all my buddies. I was not ready for that.
Yeah. You guys weren't ready for barking at a dude at the gas station?
We're pretty good at not reading it, but sometimes we do.
I have the doc. Tim sent me the doc, and I saw that headline, and I still almost choked on an ice cube when you said that.
This is a very good one. I'm pretty excited about talking about it. Michael is, again, you're behind the curtain.
He's
recording this.
Still at Origins.
He's still
eating dinner with his mom.
He won't come back. He loves it too much. He loves eating dinner with his mommy.
We're recording two back to back.
I was laughing, Pat, because I was thinking about when we recorded Let's Rewatch about Robin Hood and the scene with the Sheriff of Nottingham where he's like, you come at 11:15, you at 11:30, bring a friend. And I felt like that's what was happening in our recording because we had Christopher and then Pat's got
to
come in.
Yes, because I reached out to, we hung out with Christopher on Sunday. And we were talking about when we record later that day, and he was like, oh, let me know. I'd love to be on any time. Pat had, Pat, introduce yourself.
Pat,
sure.
What's up, listeners, bro? Your deal.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Patrick Edwards. I do not have a preference.
I go with Pat. Thank
you.
Do you
publish
call
under
Pat or Patrick as long as you call in for dinner.
Yeah, right. I mean, yes, I love food. We'll talk about that. But I publish under Patrick M. Edwards just because Pat and Edwards are both very common names. So it's for SEO. Yeah. But I'm a writer, first and foremost. I have a novel series called Space Tripping that you can go see now. There has been a re-release by the time this comes out of a new version of the first book with a short story addendum that has never been released before. And then if you're hearing this, the second book is available for pre-order. I also write for independent RPG gaming publications, like D&D 5th Independent, third-party D&D 5th Edition. I have a book called The Red Opera that I co-wrote. I'm working on a book called Sirens. That's Satine Phoenix. If you're in the D&D world, you probably heard that name. It's her project. I'm one of the many writers on that. And then many other projects in the works. I'm on a great show with our lovely Tim here.
That's right.
He is my DM, my brave...
Yes.
Kind, loving DM.
We love him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Who puts up with so much shit with me on a weekly basis.
Pat is one of the seed waterers to our daytime D&D games that we've been doing for the past 2 years now, basically, when I was like, man, I work from home most days. I should fucking play D&D in the middle of the day.
Why not?
And then you and Justin were like, eyeball emoji, and then I DM'd both of you like, hey, let's get fucked up.
Yeah, here it's we are. Good to collaborate with your buds who are not traditionally employed, don't have 9-to-5 job, and they can do things during the day. So
we're very spoiled, Tim and I,
very spoiled
in that regard.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a plug for, Darkest Days of Dale.
Yeah, on Twitch every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. But, yeah, I don't remember what you were about to say before I cut you off or anything like that, but I bet it was good shit.
Damn, it's gone now. I mean, I think we were mostly just giggling at the questions.
How we were tight. So, yeah, we hung out with Christopher on Sunday.
Let
me know anytime. I'm like, okay. And we were too tired to record on Sunday, so.
Oh, my God. I literally, like, it's actually very embarrassing how tired I was after going to the Renfair with my brother-in-law and niece and nephew and Christopher. I drank three beers outside in the sun.
Yeah. That takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
It honestly did. And, like, this Renfair was honestly –
better than the one we went to in Boston. Mm-hmm. It was more in the woods. That, like, we actually had to, like, walk on little trails more, like, up the hills. My knee was swollen afterward. I don't know what I did to my knee. I'm getting old.
I'm with you, Jennifer.
Just falling apart. I don't know why. Yeah. It just started hurting. It's
two things.
Swollen.
One, it is scientifically proving drinking three beers in the sun burns the same amount of energy as doing an Iron Man.
I think that's true. Like, we truly, we got Taco Bell on our way home. And, like, I came home, and I was, like, literally laying on the floor in Tim's office.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could do it, man.
We were trying to schedule this recording, and then I was like, I'm just going to FaceTime Nick. I can't.
Oh, yeah. You did FaceTime me, and you were like, hey, what's up? And then you, like, just turned the camera at Jennifer. And she was just like sprawled on the floor.
I was just laying on the ground. I was dead.
I don't think Jennifer was prepared for it because she was like, huh?
But yeah, we wanted to have Pat on. And since we were like, oh, we're doing two tonight. And since he wasn't free until a little bit later, I was like, oh, sick. We can reach out to some other
This players. Month's been Double crazy finger. Because it was Gen Con, and then this coming weekend is Origins.
It's Origins.
So
I mean,
we're recording.
And, like, there's been just a lot of people. Like, we, you know, moving, cons, lots going on.
Yeah. I was super sad I did not get to go to Gen Con because it's not far from me, and that the short film I wrote last year was in their film festival.
Oh, fun!
But we were traveling, as we talked about before we started recording, I was on vacation with my family, first one in 2 years, for reasons. There's just been this little thing that's been going on in the world.
You know, just virus reasons.
Yeah, we were traveling back that weekend. So
yeah, that'll happen.
Gen Con was very fun. It was my first one, and I did enjoy it a lot. It was definitely, from what I understand, much less people than would normally be there, which I think was good for me because I feel like, especially in this, like, while we're still kind of dealing
it's worse now than it was last year.
Yeah, it is. But all that to say, like, I think, especially after, like, not being around people a lot for a while, I'm glad it wasn't as packed as it normally would have been, because I would have been like, goodbye, I had to leave.
Half as many people. But
I mean, we're super excited to have you on, Pat. I'm excited to chat about what we got going on. I did some special special searching on Reddit, because as we were saying in the previous episode when we have guests on, I try to, like, do a little targeted searching.
And it's always interesting.
What does that say about me? The episode I hear, the marquee question is about barking. Like,
wait, okay, that one's not to do with you at all.
Look, I know.
It's actually the third one, and I will explain how I got there.
I know I get rowdy at Geekly, like, cons, okay? I know I've got a reputation.
The keyword searches sometimes end up with questions that don't necessarily seem related.
Pat's very tall, so one time he bumped me at GeeklyCon, and I went through a window. And he didn't even know.
So big
he didn't even know.
Oh, man. Well, guys, do we want to get freaking started?
I
really been talking.
Let's dole out some advice and change lives.
So hard.
Nick, can I read the first one?
Sure.
You know what, Nick? This week, I'll allow it.
Am I the asshole for barking at a guy that was bothering me and embarrassing my friend?
I can't imagine.
I feel like you have to do this in a British accent. Because they're British. It's obvious they're British.
They said petrol. Yeah. They talk about petrol stuff.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know if I'm going to offend all our listeners across the pond.
The petrol.
I, 24 female, picked up my friend for lunch today and noticed that I needed air in my tire. So
the jingle tire was a Y.
This spell is so fucked up.
Is that how they spell it? They don't spell the Y.
I've watched a lot of British TV. I don't read a lot of British TV, so I don't know.
I read a shit ton of, like, I've read almost every single Discworld novel, and Sir Terry Pratchett did not spell tires with a Y, I don't think.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of cars?
If you're British, is it normal to spell tire with a Y? If not, where are these people from that also say petrol station? Thank you.
I needed air in my tire, so I stopped at the petrol station. She stayed in the car as I'm filling my tires. A man, maybe a little bit older than me, approaches and asks if I needed help, despite me clearly not struggling. I tell him no, that I'll be fine. He insisted, and I kept declining. This went back and forth a few times, and when I got up to move to another tire, he went to take the hose out of my hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, bro!
What the fuck?
Petrol station foul! Come on!
Obviously, I was very uncomfortable because a strange man coming towards me isn't a good vibe. And because I have zero shame, I began barking at him quite loudly.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
He said, "I was a psycho bitch," and walked back to his car. I finished putting air in my tires and jumped back in the car. I laughed to my friend and called the guy a douchebag. I wouldn't have said this if he only offered once and then left me alone. And she told me that I embarrassed her and that she felt mortified to be hanging out with someone who would do that. She said it's fair game for me to do crazy shit when I'm on my own, but that she didn't want to be around if I was going to do embarrassing things. Lunch was awkward.
Oh my god.
They don't even include the TLDR in this one. It's just, they the asshole for barking at this guy?
I mean,
having a dude like come up to you and be like, little lady, do you need some help? I may have told this story before on this podcast, who knows? But I was at the gym one time doing sumo deadlifts.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came up to me to be like, that's not how you do deadlifts. And I'm like, this is how you do a sumo deadlift. Like, I'm doing a sumo one. And he actually came back later and apologized to me.
I'm getting so angry for you, Jennifer.
And I'm like, yes.
By proxy here, I'm getting so angry.
Like, that's the only time it's ever happened to me, but it is, like, this is a thing that will happen to you if you are, like, not a cis white dude, like, out. Like, people will just be like, you're doing this wrong.
Right, and
you obviously don't know what you're doing. I mean, honestly, like, props to him for actually coming back and being like, that's my bad.
I just got back from the library. Apparently what you were doing is something different.
That is kind of, like, what happened, though. He's like, well, I looked it up.
Wait.
Yeah, no shit, buddy.
Why don't more combo gym libraries exist? There's a subtle. No, yes, I have such by proxy, just always, because, yes, I am of the worst demographic of humanity. I am like
you know, listen, you can't help how, like, what you are.
Yeah.
But it is a thing that if you are visibly a lady in public, people will just sometimes be like, I need to help you and tell you how to do a thing.
Right.
It also makes me laugh when it happens in, like, nerd I remember this is not really the same, mm-hmm. but for some reason, like, some random person was, like, at our house, like, for a party, and there was some anime, I think it was, like, Full Metal Alchemist or something on our bookshelf, and they definitely assumed it was yours. I'm like, no, that's mine. No. That's my nerd shit. Thank you.
I'm the nerd, actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually,
I mean, I do this. I go everywhere.
Like, ma'am, that's not how you use a grocery cart. Right.
I don't know how to do it either, but, you know. I guess I could see with your thing of, like, oh, she's going to hurt herself. Oh, shit,
I think that's what he thought, but I was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I just can't imagine, like, having the bravery to, like, correct a stranger? If I saw someone doing something fucked up, I would just text my friends and be like, man, this person's going to break your spine.
I've seen some fucked up shit in the gym. I don't think I've ever, like, I guarantee walked up to a stranger and be like, I don't think,
Your form is off.
And even if you didn't know what a sumo deadlift is, that's not something that looks like you're in, like, mortal peril. Or anything like that.
It's fine. It's just a different, because I have short arms, so sumo deadlift is easier for people with short arms.
And he showed it to me. It did kind of make me laugh, because I bet he was so fucking confused.
It hits the glute part of him.
For those of you, deadlift normally is your arms are on, like, the outside of your legs. Sumo deadlift, you put them in
between. It's all body type. Like, for me, I despise sumo deadlift. It feels awkward for me. I'm long.
Yeah.
Like, so I do, like, traditional feels more natural. But yes.
Yeah.
No, I've seen some fucking weird shit at the gym. I've still yet to this day walked up to a person to correct them. Because I'm like, I will not be that person. Holy shit.
Honestly, like, I'm sorry. Like, even if I saw someone and I was like, for sure their back is going to break. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. That's on you at the gym. I can't. Like, the most you could do is be like, do you need a spot?
Yeah.
Like, That's fine. If you're like,
do you need help?
If someone comes up and asks if you need help, that's okay.
Do you need help?
You don't look like you could lift this.
But I guess it's just like, if he's like, oh, that's not how you do your deadlift, and you could be like, well, it's also not how you do jumping jacks, because that's not what I'm doing.
Damn it, why couldn't I?
This isn't how you get a gold medal.
It's also
50cc.
It's also not how you run a mile. Like, what's your point?
Get out of here.
That's a very good comeback, and I wish that I had it like 5 years ago when this happened.
But for the barking situation.
I mean, the TLDR, this person was, God bless you, you're in the right, like,
Also,
you need better friends.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a friend who I assume saw what was happening and is still like, you handled that inappropriately. I've heard of things like this before, but I've never heard it actually happening and working. So she's a superhero. And I like that she's LOL hashtag random.
Yeah.
I gotta get it, though, because I feel like I jokingly in our home will hiss sometimes, and I do find myself wanting to do it in real life around other people sometimes, which is a problem.
But it sounds like the guy was scared of her, like he thought she was actually a dog, though.
What if she was doing dog stuff first? Like, hey, little guy, you need help fill up your tires? Jingling my keys. But
no,
full furry costume.
She did not mention that she was wearing a full furry costume when this went down.
And peeing on the ground.
Yeah. Fathom. The audacity, though, of the person moving to take the hose from her hand.
That's wild.
Yeah, right? That is
like,
wild.
That is so wild. Like, I am scared of strangers, and so I would... If I were the friend, yes, I would have been uncomfortable in this situation, right. But this behavior is so egregious. Like, I, like, never want to, imagine, like, okay, I wouldn't even want to, like, correct, like, a friend on something they were doing, much less a stranger.
Now, that friend, I'm angry at the guy. I'm disappointed in the friend, because
their reaction
should have been big high fives when your friend got the hose. Like, that was fucking awesome. I can't believe you did that. That's
funny.
Great. Yes.
It's funny to bark at an annoying guy. That's great.
She's in Australia.
Okay. Actually, I feel like that does give it a different flavor. It's safer for them. You can bark at a guy in Australia.
That's so true.
Like, you're more likely to die by a bird swooping on your head or getting, you know, hit with
snake attack.
Snake attack, poisonous bug attack, you know, bit by a wallaby.
So, okay, I'm in love with this person now, because every single one of their replies is to someone that has negative upvotes.
They're so, really going after their haters.
Right, like. So instead of, like, clarifying, there's like, that's how we spell tires in Australia. Oh, like when I told him no multiple times. I don't particularly care about that aspect.
The only way...
She's really dunking on people, so I love her.
The original question asker, they are falling short of being a perfect human. They're a great human. They're a cool human. I want to be their friend.
Yes.
What you just said to him, I didn't go to the thread, but you said they're responding and they're using words. I said they would be a perfect human being if any negative response to this in Reddit, they responded by typing bark, bark, bark.
Oh my God. That would have been amazing.
Oh man. So we don't go doomer anymore, right? We don't do that anymore.
I mean, you did talk about getting shot with a gun multiple times.
That being said, there is no hope for humanity. It makes me want to walk into the sea. So, reading all the replies, they're like, oh, I think this is weird. You shouldn't do that.
Really?
Really barking? That's odd.
I'm trying to figure out like what's going on in my head here. And so like the only thing I can come up with is like, and it's clearly not this, because I think she would have said it. Is like this person who came up to her like works at the petrol station, and like
he said, got back in his car and left. Right?
Yeah. If he worked there, and she was being weird to him. It would have been different.
Yeah, if he was like, I work here, and it is my job to help.
We are New Jersey.
If it was one of those places where it's like,
you're not allowed to pump gas.
Yes, exactly. Like, that a whole new spin on it. Where if it's
that'd be right.
I do feel like that. has to happen. Like, because I honestly, I did not know that was like a
that's
thing.
That's weird, yeah. Right?
Like,
where state is that? Fully New Jersey an adult because is one of those?
It's super not a thing in the South.
You, in New and Jersey,
you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
You're not allowed to.
And I do feel like the first time I encountered that, luckily I wasn't driving because I was like, what is he doing right now? What's going on? And I'd be like, oh, excuse me.
Jennifer's barking at a nice New Jersey gas attendant.
Ma'am, I have to.
You are actively breaking the law. You are outlaw dog.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would rule if she was in New Jersey. An Australian dog.
This strange man insisted on pumping my gas for me.
The next David Spade direct to Netflix film, An Australian Dog in New Jersey. That's all I need, baby.
Oh, I want to watch that. That's great. Yeah, I think this girl needs new friends because your friend is not cool. I'm sorry. Because again, if my friend did that, I would be like, bro, that's hilarious.
I would be like, I can't believe you fucking.
We have to leave.
Yeah. I can't believe you fucking did that. That was ridiculous. Wow,
so the only other
crazy
thing,
AF.
The only other thing I can think of is like the guy was like trying to get money off of her, like a tip.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I'm gonna help you do this, and then you're gonna.
What if he does it? Feels retired. Like, well, I mean, I helped you.
I mean, that happens. Like the people that will. Like, clean your windshield.
Yeah, wash your windows or whatever. True. Yeah. So, like, that might be, like I can see, like, I don't think it's justified, but, like, that kind of makes sense of, like, why he was, like, so insistent on, like give that to me and I'll do it for you.
I would like $5.
I need $5 Australian right
yes,
now.
Yes, please. Wait.
He did have a car, though. The guy had, he said he walked back to his car.
Yeah, so he's got a car.
People
so
with cars need money, too.
That's so true.
Because cars like, cost
I
money.
I have a car, and I do need money now because we have a house now, and you gotta fix things in it?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to that. There's no one to call.
Well, there's like a lot of people to call, and like, I would love to come out there.
I would love to come out and charge you a lot.
How many hundreds of bucks you got for me to... Oh, Mamma Mia.
Well, I love this woman. Girl, you're doing great.
You never keep barking
at dudes. I'm glad you're in Australia, sucks. So you don't get shot with a gun for barking at a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will throw a boomerang at you. I'm not
maybe
sure.
Maybe bark at your friend until she gets out.
Right? Like, listen, maybe you lose that one lame friend, but you got four new cool friends.
Call us up. We support you.
Yeah.
We'll be your posse. We'll bark, too. We'll bark from the car.
She said that she barked like a Rottweiler specifically.
I love this. I'm in love with her. I have to fly to Australia and meet this woman. I'm
like,
sorry.
I know it's creepy to send you a PM, but I love you.
Yes, I am married, but nonetheless.
But not in Australia.
Not in Australia. Doesn't count. And you're my new dog wife. Thank you.
And that girl, Margot Robbie.
Oh, dang. Jackpot.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, she's Australian? I didn't know that.
She disappeared. I did have to Google that. Australia, born in Australia to Scottish parents.
Isn't Nicole Kidman also Australian?
Yeah, I was thinking the other day that I will probably never have sex with Margot Robbie.
Oh, that's, I mean,
man. You
know, the likelihood is so low. I know.
I'm holding out. You still have so much life left to live.
I know.
I refuse to give in. Thank you for this. I'm holding out hope.
Yeah. you need to hold out hope. We all need something to look forward to.
So true.
In this hell world of 2021.
Can I read the next question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Reappearing Evil Eyring? You're really on the paranormal tip. I love it. They're so good.
I'm obsessed with our paranormal. Wait, it's the best place.
Do
on
I
the
need
internet.
To know what an Evil Eyring is before we go into this?
Yeah.
Yes. I think she starts. Well,
let's see what happens.
Yeah.
For reference of this story, about a month ago, I had bought an Evil Eye Ring on Etsy. It was nothing special, just a $6 one that has wire wrapped around it. It's the traditional dark blue color with the eye in the center of the ring.
So this is Tim and I specifically know about the Evil Eye Ring because it's a big thing in Greece. And we went on a trip to Greece together in college. We went for a school trip.
Got credit.
Yeah, it literally looks like if you look up Evil Eye... Mm-hmm. It will probably come up. It's like blue and white, and it looks like an eyeball, and it's like a ward bad.
So, like, if people are thinking stuff. Shit about you, you won't get a headache. That's what they explain.
When you guys are in Greece, did everyone act exactly like the people in my big fat Greek wedding? Was it totally?
They were spraying Windex on us like crazy.
I've never seen it, but yeah.
No, everybody was like, singing ABBA songs and stuff.
I wish. That would be great.
I don't know if that movie takes place there, but I'm pretty sure it does.
I think it does. Actually, a fun little side story that, again, I have no idea if we've told it before. We went on this trip to Greece for school, like, as part of, like, a, like, ancient Greece, like, Bible class thing. And as part of it, so we were going to lots of different historic places, and we were on a cruise ship, but it was, like February or March, it was cold, and it wasn't, like, a cool cruise.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 weeks after we got back, that cruise ship sank.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how cool would it have been if you were on it, though?
I know. Oh, two people died on it, apparently.
But it probably wouldn't have been you that died.
That's true. Yeah, they're probably lame.
That's true. It probably would have been Jennifer, but not me.
Yeah, says the boy who freaking barfed when the sea was bad. Not me. My stomach is upset.
Yeah, but like it was so bad that most of the boat did.
But not me. I didn't barf. I didn't barf. I'm a strong mountain woman. I've got mountain woman DNA. It's okay, Jim. You cannot kill me.
Mamma Mia! I had bought this ring. Take place in Greece.
Did so, what's the place in Greece that like every forward. Building? It's like law that every building has to be like bone white.
It's like white.
I want to go there.
Yeah, white with the blue
is that
roof.
Mykonos.
Yeah, that's Mykonos. Mm. Yeah, I had bought this ring right before school was going to start to hopefully protect me from some of the negative energy of others.
I love that. So I was like, school starting, so I really need to work those
all these bad vibes.
I mean, it tracks.
Yeah, I had done all the research beforehand to be respectful from the cultures it came from, along with charging the ring in the blue moon's light and setting intentions with incense. Yep. The first time I wore Thing Ring, I felt an immense amount of energy. This was before I had cleansed it, and I felt it so much so that I had to take it off.
Real quick, just want to remind everyone again that Tim said Jennifer. Don't edit the questions. Just leave them as they are. So I just want to put it out there.
I like it.
Yeah. This is what you ask.
Also, to read. Everything so far in this question is completely rational and checks out.
Is it, yeah, no comments. It's perfect.
I like to take people at their word, and yeah, like this is all logical.
This is just them.
It made me almost scared to wear it after I took the ring. After I took the right precautions, everything seemed to be fine. Fast forward to the first time I had worn it, everything was good. I returned home from school and set it on the nightstand right next to my bed. I hopped into the shower, and when I returned, the ring was gone.
Whoa.
Confused, I asked my sister if she has touched the ring, as it was just there, and she said she hadn't. At the time, I wasn't super worried because I lose stuff all the time, especially rings.
Damn, same girl.
The next day, I found it on the floor right next to my nightstand.
Oh, okay.
In a place I know I had checked. I thought nothing of it and moved on with my day. Here's where it gets a little scary for me. The ring ends up going missing for a few days, up to a week, and then it'll reappear in a spot so obvious that I get scared. This has happened around 3 times already, and it's about 2 months into me owning the thing. This occurrence was kind of my final straw. 2 days ago, I was looking for the ring as it had disappeared once again, even though it was always on my nightstand. I left and thought nothing of it. I search more when I get home, as I thought it couldn't have gotten that far, and still nothing. I go to bed and I wake up and the ring is right on my nightstand, sitting perfectly where it usually does.
Do, 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 do.
Am I going crazy, LOL? I've always dealt with spirits, malevolent and mischievous ones. I believe I do have a haunted doll in my room, but she usually never makes this disappear.
Wow.
Usually, when I realize the ring is gone and I ask for it to reappear, it will. Do you guys think this is paranormal or something else? If you've read this far, thank you so much. Oh, please leave a comment and let me know what you think. Any help is appreciated. 5-star review.
She really dropped some additional info in that last paragraph. Where she's right? Like, I have double spirits, mischievous and malevolent, and I have a haunted doll in my room.
Yeah.
Please help me.
Wow.
What could this be? What could this be? You have a little sister and you can't find your ring. What could it be?
What could it be?
She puts it back right in
the... The ring is obviously haunted.
Okay. What's that thing where it's like always the most obvious answer?
Like Occam's Razor?
Yeah, Occam. So if we follow that, then it's haunted.
The simplest answer is a human soul. A soul, as it turns out, are real. And B, a soul has lingered after the body has perished and has decided to occasionally borrow this ring from this living person.
Yes. Or there's a spirit inside of the ring and it's able to move around sometimes. Right.
I mean, people are saying that spirits are attracted to highly charged objects. So, you know.
So the spirits are just, are they just like playing like catch with it? Or they're playing keep away hot potato with
someone
the,
else
the
says Dark ring? Souls 2. I'm sure what that means. Pat, do you believe in the supernatural at all?
I honestly don't know, Tim. I
feel that, Pat. I do.
He don't. I am kind of comfortable in my non-decision of that stuff. That applies to, we're gonna get real deep, God as well. I'm very comfortable in my, I feel like most people feel like they have to make a decision. I was raised in a Catholic household, but I'm very much in a, I don't fucking know, and none of us actually fucking know, and that's okay.
That's true.
And it could very well be not a damn thing out there. And it could just, it is what it is. And we're just meat puppets. And then we're here and then we're gone. Or maybe there isn't. But I'm like, I'm okay sitting in that uncertainty. But I don't know. Yeah. People around me, my wife is very like, no, I believe she believes in ghosts and spirits and so, and,
right.
She believes she's, you know, and, of course, my parents, my mom, super Catholic, so of course, right? Like, yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, I feel like if you grew up, like, growing up Catholic, and Nick, you also grew up going to, like, a Catholic family, right?
Yep.
Like, sometimes I get really jealous of my friends who grew up Catholic.
Like, you should.
Because even
we had wine sometimes.
Like, we get all the bad parts of Christianity and, like, none of the cool, horny shit, like, Catholicism has. Like, Catholicism has got pomp and circumstance. The evangelicals, we just, like, go to church in a former Walmart. Like, it's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not like a good vibe. And like, for I was about to joke and be like, I don't believe in God, but I do believe in demons in the devil.
The thing with me...
Oh, go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
I was just going to say, like, if you ask me if, like, do I believe in, like, ghosts and demons and all that, I would say in supernatural stuff, I would say no. But if I just watch a scary movie and it's dark out... Then yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, then yes, I do.
I do believe in them, and they are right around the corner.
They're everywhere. Yeah. And what is that noise?
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I think there's probably, I think we've talked about this before, but like, I think there is a possibility that there are things we don't understand in the world. Yep. Maybe they're, you know, other life forms. Who knows what? We don't know how the soul
another
works.
Dimension.
When you die, you weigh less. That's the soul in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like
13 pounds.
I'm open to weird shit that we don't understand. And like, it's like the thing of like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I am scared of them.
Yeah.
So I think if this were happening to me, well, number one, I would just assume I just lost the ring a lot.
Right.
Because that's the most,
what else?
Like,
what else is happening? You just started a brand new school?
Oh, but I wonder how old this person is, too.
I don't know. Do you want to see her face?
Because.
Wait, what?
What?
I was like, okay, well, school. So at the oldest, she's in like college.
She has a.
But she talks about living at home.
She asked about an irritated lip ring. I think it looks fine.
Does it look that bad?
Oh, that's gross. I wish I didn't watch this. What is that? Ew.
Yucky. Well, maybe don't put the evil eye near your lip piercing because it seems pretty irritating.
I don't want to look at it. No, I don't like that.
No.
Yeah, don't
my
do
bad.
It.
My bad. It's only the bottom of her. I don't know what her eyeballs look like.
So what do you guys think she should do? Like, obviously.
I think she should put a camera on that ring.
Yeah. Oh, she should put a camera on it. Yeah. That's a
put
good
a tile
idea.
On it. Ghosts hate tiles.
They don't like tiles?
God damn it.
Yellow high tech.
Yeah. You gotta put salt in a ring around it.
Tie a string to it and tie it
around. Yeah, just a big... Your big string, some thread.
You're gonna take a shower. All right, I'm taking this like, little string, this little fishing line, and tying it around the ring and tying it around my finger.
Yeah, you're gonna come out and your sister's gonna have a fish hook through her mouth.
My damn sister. Fuck. It's a ghost.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have friends who believe in ghosts, and they will, like, lose something, and then they'll ask the ghost to give it back, and then it'll be put back in a very obvious place. And I don't have an answer for it, and, you know, it is weird if you're looking for something. I just think our brains, like, we're not seeing 100% of what we see. There's a non-insignificant amount of what you're seeing right now, which is just your brain filling
in. Oh, that's
gaps.
No.
Well, it also, like, literally, yeah, like, it really does.
Yeah.
It is, like, no, there are more, so neural pathways have directions. They're one way. There's, like, one.
Yeah.
There are more neural pathways that go from your brain to your eyes than their eyes to your brain. So as in, your brain is sending more information to your eyes than your eyes is sending to your brain.
Whoa.
Bro.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
That is like,
well,
fact.
Well, isn't the whole
that
thing,
is,
too, like...
Yeah, your brain, like, there's, like, lots of, like, a lot of those, like, you know, wow, I'm blanking.
Seeing here. Eye puzzles.
Yeah, like, there's, like, a lot of those, like, illusion stuff that, like...
Yeah.
Kind of trick you, like, into your eyes, into seeing things that aren't there, and, like, you can kind of see, like, your eyes, your brain kind of fills in the future a little bit.
Yeah, well,
and it's just, like, yeah, I think there's just so many things that we don't know about, like, how the brain works. Like, it's the same way as, like, if, you know... If you look at a sentence and all the vowels are taken out, you can still read it. Like, your brain fills it in. And, like, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of things we don't understand about the world. And I'm not saying it's ghosts, but it could be something that we don't understand.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't know everything.
I think there's absolutely, like, things that we don't understand. But, like, is there human consciousness floating around? That's the question.
I did have a moment. So Tim and I, the house that we bought is an old house.
It is
over 100 years old. And I was recently, I could not find a bracelet that I had been wearing it. One of my favorite bracelets. I'm like, what the hell? And I was like, damn, a ghost stole my bracelet. I did find it in a pocket of my shorts that I had worn.
Goddamn ghost put it there.
Who put this here? Who did this? It was a fucking ghost. They put my cool bracelet in the pocket of these shorts that I've been folded and put away.
Truth here,
that's how it happens.
It's the doll. It's the haunted doll. You've been neglecting
the doll,
and the doll is lashing out. And once more,
right?
Attention.
The implication is the doll has done it at least once.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. What about the other times?
Usually.
Yeah. You brought another paranormal thing into this room, and the doll is jealous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is my room. Get that shit out of here.
Yeah, like this.
I'm
is
trying
my
to do
room.
Evil shit to people, and you're blocking.
And you're
that.
Yeah, the evil has blocked.
You bring
it.
Too many good vibes into my haunted house.
Yeah, I need the vibes to be very rancid in this room for me to continue to live.
Also, don't let your sister touch me anymore. No more tea parties, man.
Please don't.
Malibu Stacy's so mean.
So what do you think she should do? I like the idea of the string on the
Or just like a bowl so they can't get knocked off the
or
dresser.
Or like attach a bell to it so it makes a sound.
Or just don't take
that,
it
that
off.
That is a horror movie. Like that sounds very
I think
scary,
the string
actually.
Or like a box. Like, this is my ring box, and if it's not on my finger, it's in this fucking box, and be really disciplined.
Well, I put... A box propped up by, like, a stick,
so you can capture the
poltergeist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need something, because it's two things. You put it in the box so you can find it again, mm-hmm. but also to potentially trap.
Yes, of course.
Well, the ring
I should have, yes, I thought it was implied. The box, if it's not on your finger, the box you put it in should be completely covered in arcane runes.
Yes.
Enochian, which is like an angelic language, and it should just be like, wards and whatnot to like supernatural stuff. Not supernatural, the concept, supernatural, the show. You know how they did lots of.
Yes, absolutely. You need to put your shipping content from Supernatural where you ship the brothers together on that, and that will ward away any ghost that's coming.
There's just like very. Easy, simple things that they could do to like fix this situation, but I think they just don't want to know, right?
They want the
mystery.
The excitement of potentially having a ghost in their house.
That their ring disappears and reappears randomly, because like they could very easily set up an elaborate laser security system for their ring.
Yeah.
But they choose not to.
Not victim blaming, but you could have set up a laser security
if
system.
If only you set up an elaborate, like, moat.
Yeah. You
trap.
Get.
Yeah. Watch Entrapment and Resident Evil.
Three or four smoke machines, some lasers.
Talcum powder on the ground.
Yeah.
Again,
You know, an acrylic.
The spirit has to pick every piece of salt up and count it.
Acrylic box. They can touch the ring. A little velvet pillow for the ring.
And she was hypothesizing that she was cursed.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Due to all the bad things that are happening. So I think you're absolutely correct. She's going through it, and she is looking for something to blame.
Sweetie,
that's not society.
I got news for you. We're all going through it. It's 2021.
I had an idea, but now I don't want to do it because, like, the implications would be too, like, of like, oh, do like talcum powder all around it so you would see. But then it's like, but then what the fuck do you do with that information if you come out and there's footprints or something?
Exactly. You're better. Like, it's better not to know.
There's crow feet all around it.
little mouse
there's hooves. Like,
tie.
Tie a
don't dirty my room, bitch.
Like, wow, this ghost is so rude.
Tie a dye pack to that ring so, like, somebody who pulls it just, like, shoots dye in the face.
Oh my god, a half visible covered in blue ghost.
They pull it and it makes a fart sound. It's very embarrassing for them. And they will die of shame. Or, like, go back to, you know, wherever they came from.
Well, I wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, same. I'm going to be thinking about this. I feel like I don't think ghosts are real, but also our house is old, and I do feel like recently I've been, like, seeing things out of the corner of my eye, but I think it's just...
Same. It's always my hair.
It is usually my hair or, like, the edge of my glasses frames, but...
But
what if?
What if?
I mean, you have, like, three floors, right?
If it comes
two
out of the
in a basement, yeah.
So there could vary, like... You're in a situation where somebody could very easily be living in your house and you wouldn't know it.
Nick, why would you say that?
No way.
No.
It's not enough. It's not.
Man,
it's not.
I do.
In that level.
Do you go check your
basement
every day?
I spend a ridiculous amount of time checking, sweeping my house. Like, because I'm so, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like,
I just, again, I when I moved into the house, the back door was swollen and it couldn't be closed and locked correctly. And, like, the second that Tim got here, he was like, oh my god, this door doesn't lock. And I'm like, yeah, I've been here for a week. It's fine.
If I die, I die.
It'll be all right. It's a good thing
I said I'm very open-minded, but I lean skeptical. Like, if you told me, like, choose, like, no middle ground, like, probably not. Like,
yeah, no, I feel the
it's
same
a good
path.
Thing because my spouse, not frequently, but enough that it's a thing, maybe... We'll call it once a fiscal quarter.
Once
every 3 months, we'll wake up, like, screaming, like, that there's a person in the room. And there's not. There's never been.
Oh, shit. No! Oh, yeah. Scary!
That sucks. I'm so glad Jennifer's
there. I can, like, empathize with that. I've definitely, like, had, like, half dream, like, woken up and, like,
the nice thing I've gotten the nice test of how I react, because I apparently am fight, not flight, because, like, I will jump out of bed. I've literally jumped out of bed and, like, jump kicked our bedroom door or something like that. There's someone there at the door. And I, like, my mirror's just, like, out of bed, run to the door. And I'm like, punch,
you're gonna,
throw,
like,
a punch
your
at the door.
Yeah,
like, but you have children, though.
I'm high. I'm in high. No. I've been tested on that, though, too. Because, yes. Oh, Nick, don't. Okay. I have woken up to small girl with hair all over her face, like, daddy, in the middle of the night. And I've been like,
No, that's so scary.
How many girls have been little tiny cute girls with bedhead have been punched in the head?
Like, you look like the
horror. Like, the thing is, like, your wife waking up and being like, "There's someone in the room." Like, I would expect there to be. You have children. Like, they would probably come in there
a
lot.
Children.
Yeah, there is a strong wind. There's three girls in here standing.
Oh no, they're going to.
They're playing.
Oh, man, I have had that experience.
Ring around the Rosie in the dark,
hearing a noise, and, like, one of them fussing and getting up and seeing these. Silhouette of a child in the hallway. Like,
that is so scary.
Literally the most scary thing I can think of.
I'm triply not having children.
I mean,
they're too scary.
And Pat makes all his children sleep in, like, 1920s dressing gowns.
I brush their hair in front of their face before they go to sleep.
Yeah. Like, no, keep it in your eyes.
All your, like, night lights in the hallway are, like, those, like, they look like flickering candles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Pat, do you have enough time to, let's just, like, basically read and quickly
read? Yeah.
Yes.
This last one.
Yeah. So the term that I searched to get this question was weightlifting.
Okay, yes, love it. Let's do this.
I searched weightlifting, and this is what I found on relationship advice, which is the worst. Is the worst of the two of relationships.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Question. All right. I, female 45, got tech challenged. I didn't know that was a phrase, but got tech challenged. Hubby. Oh, she didn't get challenged. I got that. Yeah, she's getting challenged. She's a tech challenged hubby. No, her husband is tech challenged. Okay. I, female 45, got tech challenged hubby, 50 male, a tablet, and now I regret it. What do I do? Been married to a gorgeous, super sensitive, highly intelligent man since October. Second go around. Wait, I was married in not this last October, but in October many years ago.
Yeah.
Did my wife? No, and I'm not that old, but wait a minute here.
And I'm not intelligent.
Yeah. Second go around for each of us. Neither of our first marriages, both long, ended well.
Thank you for the. I love the background. Like, this is not necessary at all, but thank you for telling us that you are on good terms with your exes.
He had a phone from the mid 90s and had never managed to move forward with today's tech. So I got him a nice tablet for him to learn on for Christmas. Why is learn in quotations?
Like, here you go, sweetie. Figure out his tablet.
At first, he left it in the box because he was afraid of it and intimidated by how little he knew. And now he spends all day on it, looking at Instagram and Facebook. My ex, who has substance abuse issues, used social media to find several side women and moved in with one of them. I came home to his wedding ring on the counter in an empty house.
Maybe it goes.
It has left me with some emotional scarring and self-image issues, to be sure. I do not.
That's understandable.
What's that?
I said, yeah, it's understandable. Yeah. You might have some trauma from that.
I do not think current hubby is doing this, but I can't help the twinge I get when I see the constant online surfing, especially when he cruises the athletic bodybuilding women pics. He's a weightlifter. And starts going crazy with the like button. Going crazy? The phrase going crazy with the like buttons is very amusing to me. He's just like,
yes.
Yeah.
The more times you liked us, just one like, even liked it.
You like so many times.
Oh, I love this.
I am built fluffy, which he seemed to like in the beginning, but it seems all the pics he likes look nothing like my build.
Well done.
I feel like that tablet takes up all his time now, to the exclusion of family time, together time, or time I feel he ought to spend helping around the house. He doesn't try to hide anything or lock screens, so I don't feel any vibes that says he's being sneaky. He's just really digging what he sees there.
You know, they have all kinds of things on this whole internet tablet.
I'm starting to hate that tablet. I see it more than I see his face. But I gave it to him, so I feel like an idiot for now feeling threatened by how much he uses it. Please either tell me how to bring this up gracefully or tell me I'm overthinking it and need to get over my hang up. Man.
I actually find this very sympathetic. Yeah. Like, I'm not a very jealous person, so I tend to be, like, naturally a little judgy in these situations. But, like, your husband going from, like, extremely Luddite to, like, I love Instagram. Yeah. I am deep in hashtags. Hashtag weightlifting babes on Instagram.
He's like, oh, yeah, I only have this 90s Nokia. Like, I've never upgraded.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what's this? An iPad? Never heard of it. No, I think he had an issue and, like, purposefully cut himself off.
Oh, shit.
And now he's like, okay.
He's back on.
Yeah. Let's see if the weightlifted women are still there. Yep, they are. My problems, they're coming back.
The shamelessness of him just, like, dropping these likes on. I am so selective with, like, my likes because I'm like, is this something I want to be recorded forever as liking? And do I want to be too eager?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm very cautious.
I won't even like watch people's like Facebook stories or whatever. Because on Instagram, you can see who watches them.
I don't like that shit. This guy is just mashing
that heart icon. Like, just.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, again, the idea of this 50-year-old man just getting so into his tablet is so cute to me. He's so excited about it.
Yeah.
He's never really experienced online. So he's just wilding out right now, and he'll probably tone down.
Yeah, and of course, he's not. Like, why would you Google hot women that look like my wife?
You got one of those.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be like looking up, I want something that's not my wife. And then something that's not like that and also not like my wife.
I think what she probably needs to do is be like, hey, honey, I know this is like a little bit silly, but I'm feeling a little self-conscious because I noticed you're liking all the weightlifting women, and I just need some reassurance that you still like my fluffy body, which is totally fair. Like, I think that is like, you know, I was talking in our previous episode about, you know, getting older, your body changes, like, we live in a world. Okay, no, that's all right. I got distracted because, Tim, please explain what you were just looking
at. Gabriel Iglesias, who's a hilarious comedian.
Oh, my dad loves him.
He goes by Fluffy. So
he is Fluffy.
He does go by Fluffy.
He does go by. He is Fluffy. Yeah.
But no, like, I get it. Like, especially for women, it's hard because, you know, media and stuff is like, you need to be fit and all this stuff. And when you get older, it's like, I like eating food, so I'm not going to look like that anymore. Yes. And if he's a weightlifting dude. But I think that, like, I know it's embarrassing to need things. Like, so inherently it is shameful to need something. Mm-hmm. But this is what it's like to be on this earth. So sometimes I think you just got to be like, hey, could I get some reassurance from you? You're still into me. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, 99% of our relationship and our relationship advice is like, just talk to your partner.
You got to talk to him.
Even the ones that are like, I already talked to him. Like, yeah, but you gotta do it again.
You gotta do it better.
You gotta do it more.
It's staggering how much communication is like.
What do you mean I gotta talk to my partner every day?
Yeah. You gotta keep doing it forever?
Like, every day?
Like, about different stuff?
Well, about our kids, right? No.
About bills?
Bills? The neighbor's not raking up those goddamn leaves.
I think you definitely have to
break the iPad.
Totally. That's a rash thing.
It's gotta fall out a window.
This model sometimes just shatters with a hammer print on it. It's weird. Well, we'd like to. Any final thoughts? I guess.
I wish him the best.
Good luck.
I think he'll get it. He's just excited because he's never had he's never cared about an electronic before.
Yeah.
Now you have awakened a craving in him, and he is going to be very into electronics from here on.
Do you know how cool the internet is? Everything's on there.
What do you need to do? Get him to download some like cool like weightlifting apps and stuff, and he'll be really into that.
I would say it's officially a problem if this person tries to have relations, tries to have sex, and they choose to instead look at their muscly strong ladies on the internet.
Yeah.
That then's an issue.
Yeah, that would be bad. But it doesn't seem like that's what's happening.
Buy an iPad mask where you put
the iPad. He's like, oh my god. He's being very open about
that's
it.
That's
like,
great for her dignity.
Honey, check this out. Isn't that cool?
Wow, look at this buff lady. He's like, because he's obviously not like hiding it or anything. Mm-hmm. He's just like, wow, the internet. So I don't know. I get it. I don't think that you're, you know, being like a horrible shrew or anything.
And then she said it's only been a month or something.
I mean, you just gotta.
If we're gonna do like serious, legit advice, it's very simple. It'd be a conversation, right? It's hey, when we're together, if you're just hanging out at home and I'm doing, you know what I mean? That's one thing. If we're together on the couch, I'd like you to be a little more present with me.
Yeah. She's like, hey, let's just like hang out electronics for a while.
I'm glad you like the gift, but can we?
It was very funny when that ape drank its own piss.
Or she must be a passive aggressive get her own tablet and just make a habit of sitting next to him and then just like following all like buff dudes and speedos and like liking all of those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or like dislike to counteract the vote.
Oh, no.
Honey, stop it. I'm trying to get her to 13 like, likes.
Like, little comments like, oh dang, look at that big dick in that package. Like,
that's a big look at
just, dick. Just like photos of Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow. And then you'll feel because he's a bodybuilder. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, but does she really like fluffy guys?
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we solved it.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
Pat, we like to say something that has brought us joy, whether it's like a television show, video game, food item, yeah, just a vague
anything that makes idea. You happy.
Event.
We can go first. My thing this week is harassing your cats.
Oh my God.
And then taking it personally when they don't like it. It's a little treat. It's basically let yourself bark at a stranger levels of, yes, hey, live in your own world for a second. And when Jennifer and I are poking Lucy in the head and her ears are way back,
it's
and she's
so
trying
fun.
To move and we both say, she loves it. it's a true joy.
That's, yes, correct.
Yeah. Obviously don't torture your cats.
Not like in a mean way, not but like, mean way. Listen, they live in your house and they don't pay rent and you feed them. So like, you're allowed to pick them up and be like, who's your little guy in their yeah. face? And they don't like that.
The number of like scars we have on our body. I
oh my
think
God,
it's
Lucy
okay that I
shredded my leg yesterday because she got scared by a chip bag.
Ugh, Lucy, you fool. So yeah, I would definitely suggest that because it brings me a lot of joy. I think we're kind of, as a society, maybe think focusing on what is or is not cringe, I believe, as the kids say. Mm. So go ahead and baby talk and maybe a little more being rude to your cats.
Being rude to your cats.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
You heard it here.
No, but again, don't cross the line. I didn't tell you to do that.
Not
I didn't say
really
that.
Anything really bad, just mildly annoying at mm-hmm. them in a way that makes their ears slightly go back. Yeah. Like when you sing at them.
Like,
it's
huh?
very funny.
Jennifer, do you want to go? Or
I can go.
I can go.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Do you know what's brought me joy this week? Apple cider donuts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are deep.
I went apple picking last year.
In the fall treats in our house.
Oh, hell yeah.
My spouse, my wife, Katie, she loves going to those outdoor festivals, like Apple Fest and
yeah,
like, the
awesome.
Different pumpkin
yeah.
patches and whatnot. And yeah, her sister took the girls and they came back and she's like, I'm like, did you, there's this one farm in this area there. Yeah. Apple cider donuts. Like, yes, please. Give me those. One a day.
Did you get the
goods? I need
goods?
My vitamin.
Did you get the goods?
Yeah.
My vitamin
yeah.
apple cider.
Yeah. That's one negative thing about not living near Boston is Boston has some, or like outside of Boston, has some great ones. I'm sure there's amazing ones.
Oh, there too. Probably are.
You basically live in the country now, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other good ones. Actually,
I'm sure our in-laws have an apple cider.
Oh my God, yeah, for sure. Actually, Pat, I'm gonna piggyback on yours. The prospect of actually having like a front porch that I can put a jack-o'-lantern
ooh,
on,
yeah. Ooh, baby,
oh.
this year, and like a house that I can put spooky Halloween decorations. Our neighbors have already gotten to the Halloween spirit.
You'll probably have trick-or-treaters this year.
Yeah.
No, wait.
We're going to have trick-or-treaters. We're going to do like actual Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
that's my thing. I am going to be dressing as Nadja from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh. Yeah. Tim B. Laszlo.
I got my...
Yeah.
So we're doing a whole, we're going to do a whole thing. We're going to have our in-laws and niece and nephew over maybe. We're going to sit on the porch, give out candy, have jack-o'-lanterns. We got to get some more. We need some skeletons. We need some like little graves, spiders, you know.
You can get 15-foot skeletons from Home Depot.
I want it so bad.
If I didn't, you know, obviously the kids, I got to take care of them, take them trick-or-treating and whatnot. But. Man,
yeah.
I want to come visit and be your Colin Robinson. I already got the bald head for it.
Oh, oh my God, that would be so good.
Be Colin Robinson.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Oh. Apparently, our neighborhood takes Halloween quite seriously.
Yeah, it's like intense. Yeah, well, maybe not. I don't know intense, but they definitely, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big
and deal. There's like a ton of kids. And my brother's area is nice too, but they live on like technically a cul-de-sac, right? St. Louis has this thing where they cap a lot of roads. That St. Louis is a really weird like anti-crime thing where there's like a million speed bumps and a million
and stop signs like everywhere.
And like roads will get filled in the end, so you can't like, this is like, you can't rob someone and get away easily.
You can't zoom through. You got 20 stop signs. It's,
kind of silly, but whatever. So that's why my brother's is. So he's like, no one really comes down here because it's not like a through thing. You have to go up, whatever. So they actually might come over and then I assume we're just going to, you know, put lawn chairs or something on the on the sidewalk or sit on our steps and drink a thousand.
Yeah, we'll just... We could, like,
what day is Halloween this year?
The 31st.
Damn it.
I'm going to fucking... It's a Sunday. Oh my God.
Whatever. Okay, so take that Monday off because you're gonna have a hangover.
Yeah. No, I hope I want to like set up like a drink station in our house and like.
Ooh. For parents that are taking their kids, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. I really want.
And it's St. Louis, so you're like.
You can drink anywhere. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting.
So no, I'm extremely looking. I've always really loved Halloween, but the past several years, it's been busy or like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't really dressed up in a long time. So I'm excited to just go hog wild on Halloween this year.
That's awesome. You can wear your new jacket.
Yeah, Tim. You could.
I actually can't. It's not very Laszlo, though.
You
can make it work.
It's not.
I mean, it's more frilly.
If you got a puffy sleeve.
I know. Like
you got to justify the jacket.
You can just get...
No, I know. That's part of the thing is I don't need to justify.
Oh, that's why it's good.
That's why that
you
was
the vest and the shirt. You can get the Jackie Daytona, Laszlo.
Yeah. I think Nick has that shirt, right?
I have the Jackie Daytona.
You need a big mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I don't like when you're so explicit with a Halloween costume. Mm. I'm that bitch.
Wow.
My thing this week is a TV show that we've been watching. It's on Hulu. It's called Only Murderers in the Building.
I keep hearing about that.
It is a TV show starring Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez in it. It is about they live in a building in New York City. And there's a tenant who is murdered in the building, and they are all fans of a true crime podcast. And when this person is murdered in their building, they bond over their love of a true crime podcast, and they're like, we should do our own podcast about our murder in our building, and we'll call it only. We're only going to talk about murders that happen in our building.
It's fun.
And
Steve Martin back in the show. That's cool.
And so
I hear good things about it.
And so they are investigating the murder that happened in their building. And it's good. It's kind of fun and wacky, and it's very much Martin Short. Being very Martin Short, and
nice.
It's good.
Wait, is it Martin Short or Steve Martin?
It's Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Whoa, baby! All right, double what's Martin. It called again?
Only murderers in the building.
It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Yeah.
I'm sure if you just go to Hulu, open your Hulu app, it'll be like it's an original. They'll be like, watch our stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely like pops up at the very top. And you just like, go on Hulu.
I only like Selena Gomez when she's on Spring Break. James Franco.
So there's 7 episodes out right now. There's 10 total. They come out weekly. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Pat, tell us again, what would you like to plug?
First, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming. It was a delight.
I am at ThePatEdwards on Twitter. It's probably my most active of the social medias. And my website is thepatedwards.com. I'm a writer. You can buy my book, Space Tripping, or if you're hearing this, you can pre-order the sequel, Space Tripping 2, The Chaser.
Hell yeah.
Got some cool blurbs. I mean, the first book has gotten, you know, I got quotes and blurbs from Zach Thompson, who's a writer for Marvel Comics, Jason Anarchy of Anarchy Games.
Ooh, fine.
The San Francisco Book Review gave it 4 out of 5 stars. The second book, you know, has got endorsements from a really cool guy you all might have heard of named Tim Lanning, co-founder of Geekly Inc.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Am I allowed to say that? I'm reading it right now.
And Hector Navarro of Nerdist and Johnny Taylor Jr., who's a stand-up comedian, with a lot of work with like Brian Posehn and stuff. And
and it's like I say about Michael's Drinks and Daggers. It's such a GD blessing when a friend of yours does something and it's good.
So you don't have to lie.
It's like, thank God.
Right.
My favorite is when Tim sends me a screenshot of a passage that I intended to be a little bit of a little heart-wrenching with crying emojis. And I'm like, gotcha. Yes.
Like, I was like, you motherfucker.
That's going to be so like satisfying as an author. Like, hit the way I wanted it to.
There's another part, Tim, sorry, but there's another part you'll get to. Where I had another person, I've read it, and they sent me a text like, I just read this chapter. I'm like, oh yeah? I said, I hate you. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, yeah.
Not looking forward to it, but you know what?
That'd be great if you could buy that. You can also buy the Red Opera. Come hang out with Tim and me on Thursday afternoons. And then one last thing, too, is I do a movie podcast that Tim and Jennifer have been on. We need to have you back to do First Night, the Richard Gere.
We talked about that.
Nick, would love to have you on sometime. I'm on a podcast called Let's Rewatch, which is a movie podcast with myself and three actual movie film industry professionals and me. We have a director, a animation producer, a video editor. And we basically the episode is two halves. The first half is we're talking about a movie having not watched it yet, or it's been a long time since we watched it.
We do
predictions.
Yeah. So you're just like,
is it going to hold up? Is it going to be problematic? Who's in it? Interesting. We do some guesses like this movie's going to rule still, or it's going to suck. And then we pause the recording, watch the movie, and then come right back right after finishing the movie and talk about it in the moment.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
The episode that we were on, we watched Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which I was obsessed with as a child. And it was very fun to watch it again.
We didn't realize that it was how long it was.
Oh my God. Well, and there was like an extra scene that was not in the movie that I watched.
Not because of your episode, because we have a handful of episodes, but we have not a hard rule, but a soft rule where we'll guess, we'll suggest movies. And we're like, that's 2.5 hours. Can you think of something else? We're like, because of our format.
That's long,
yeah. I had no idea it was that long.
It really should not be that long.
Yeah, in my mind, and this is for me being a kid, of like 20% of movie run times is the credits. So like whenever I see a movie length, I'm like, well, that's mostly
we had.
I'm pretty sure the movie run times don't include
our credits. Most recent episode that's out as of us recording this was with Heather Antos. She's a senior editor for Marvel Comics and Star Wars Comics and Valiant. She's worked for. And her original suggestion was the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which is like 2 hours and 40 minutes. And we're like, anything else?
How is that movie 2 hours?
No.
Why
was I've never seen it.
They didn't give a fuck. They were like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. We'll have a dance number. I guess
they have intermissions.
It was a break intermission, a dance
slowly starving to death. But we did We're Back, A Dinosaur Story, which was a lot of fun.
Oh my God, wow.
Which is like the shortest movie I've ever done. The movie's only like 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Honestly, my controversial opinion is I don't think movies should be longer than 1 hour and a half. That's what I think. I think movies are too fucking long. They should all be the length of Lifetime movies. Thanks.
Down for it.
90 minutes is perfect.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. And if you would like to get additional content, you can join our Patreon at the $5 level and get Patreon access to a bunch of different Patreon episodes. Some are very wholesome. Most of them are not. So most of them are very cursed. So if you're a person that's broken like I am and you love the cursed content, you gotta get on the Patreon.
Gotta get it. We released one.
Yeah, we released one from the vault 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, yeah, we did. So you can get a little taste of what it's like.
A little kissy.
Yeah, I think it's fully worth it. We get a little wilder on the Patreon app since it's behind the wall.
Yeah, I had a suggestion of one. I'm like,
never mind.
This
was too dark. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
Pat, you want to say your
Twitter again? Yeah, at the Pat Edwards.
And I'm at R. Bristow. Michael should be back on the next episode. He's at Thrifty Nerd.
Woo! Hell yeah. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. And until next week, sincerely, dear Internet.